God a big clap and a shout of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead, shake the hands of 7 people and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. I can see this, the keyboard running. Give the Lord the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Hallelujah. Anybody excited to be in the presence of the Lord? Everybody excited to be in the land of the living? Everybody excited to be in the season of history? Hallelujah. We'll talk about that very, very shortly as we welcome everyone here to this service this morning, Testimony Thanksgiving service. And we are working on the message series that started last Wednesday, expediting and amplifying answered prayer. This will be part 3. With the objective of understanding the factors that facilitate answered prayer. We started this subject last Wednesday and we wanted to know if our prayer results should come faster, quicker, if our prayer should be more impactful, what should we do? Already we looked at praying with gratitude, praying with appreciation, praying with vision, seeing the outcome of what you are praying about before praying it, praying with intercession, sowing the seed of prayer into the lives of others, as we trust God to do for us what we expect. Then we started this morning with praying with fasting, how fasting assists us to generate spiritual authority. And then praying with love and forgiveness, because until we release those that we are holding, we can never be released. Number 6, which we are dealing with in this service, is praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Bible said, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself really maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth his heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the sins according to the will of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and in verse 7, he said, but God has not given us, wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou should stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What is the effect of praying in the Spirit? How does praying in the Spirit amplify prayer result? Number 1, praying in the Spirit is praying with power. Praying in the Spirit occasions the release of power at the place of prayer. Praying in the spirit is praying with power. It occasions the release of power at the place of prayer. The Bible said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. We read that just now in 2 Timothy 1 and in verse 7. So when we pray in the spirit, we are praying with power. The spirit of God is the spirit of power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You shall receive power. So I can say like this, Father, why is it that witches are troubling us in our family? What shall we do? I can say like that. Father, please intervene. I can also say like this. Father, I hand over every witch in my family into your hands. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. I ask that they receive their due rewards. Jikoko bagalagarata sata. He pa koko shika palara. Jagada gaparete ke kozige de gelita parataka. Shaska papa. While I'm talking like that, power is backing up the utterance. Power is being released to back up the request. Praying in the spirit is praying with power. It occasions the release of power at the place of prayer. Number two, praying in the spirit is praying in accordance to the will of God, or praying according to the will of God. Praying according to the will of God. The Bible said in Romans 8, 26, 27, it said, verse 27 in particular, he that searcheth the heart, knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because the spirit is making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He, the spirit, maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when I am praying in the spirit, I may not know what I'm praying about, but I am praying something that is in accordance with what God wants me to pray about. And what happens when I pray in the will of God? 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 tells me what happens when I pray, and this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know, verse 15 now, and if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So if I pray in the spirit, I am praying according to the will of God. And if I pray according to the will of God, I pray into the realm of answers. I am not doing guesswork. My prayers are answered. My prayers must be answered. That is very important. So praying in the spirit is praying according to the will of God. Thirdly, praying in the spirit is praying in the realm of mysteries or hidden secrets. In the realm of mysteries or hidden secrets. When I pray in the spirit, I am praying prayers. I'm praying about issues that are mysterious, things that are undercover, the things that I don't know anything about, the things that I need to know but I don't know about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2, the Bible said, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries means hidden secrets. In the realm of the spirit, I am tackling secrets and mysteries. The reason why things are not working, I can begin to address them in the realm of the spirit without me knowing them. Praying in the spirit is praying in the realm of mysteries. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Are there examples of praying in the spirit in the Bible? I'll give two examples. Number one example is the master himself. Somebody said, did he pray in the spirit? Oh yes, he released spiritual utterances. In the book of John chapter 11, verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled. He groaned in the spirit. Groaning in the spirit is praying wordless prayers in the spirit. It is coming to the point where what is in your heart is too heavy for words. And that groaning in the spirit is also in Romans 8:26, where we just read. For the spirit helpeth us to make intercessions with groanings, which cannot be uttered. You see, groanings which cannot be uttered. He prays for us and maketh intercession with groanings. So Jesus literally functioned in the realm of praying and actually groaning in the spirit. I've done groanings before. Groaning in the spirit. This is the master. And so he tackled the matter of Lazarus. Are you hearing something? Now, many of us ask this question. If you look at John chapter 11 verse 41. John chapter 11 verse 41. He said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Heard him when he hasn't prayed any prayer to our notice yet. Yes, verse 33. And when he does that, verse 33, back up. Verse 33, when therefore Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit. Inside that groaning, the Father heard. The Father heard things. And in verse 41, when he now spoke in language, he said, I thank you because you have heard me already. You heard me when I groaned just now. You heard the content of what I said. So, Lazarus' matter was handled before Jesus uttered words in understanding. It was as he groaned in the spirit, the matter was handled. That is how it is. When you pray in the spirit, you can even handle issues before they arrive. You can handle issues before they arise. That was the master Jesus. And then we'll go to Paul the apostle, our second example, in the book of, that's right, Mahashokobagalaga. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 18, Paul the apostle said, I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. So Paul the apostle was someone who spoke in tongues abundantly. And by virtue of speaking in tongues abundantly, Paul the apostle lived in the realm of victory, the realm of triumph consistently. Was it 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11? When he thanked God who caused us to triumph. Triumph always. Triumph always. Can you check the first Corinthians? He caused us to triumph always and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge. 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always caused us to triumph in Christ and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Why is he causing us to triumph always? Because I pray in tongues. I speak in tongues more than you all. Beloved, I see God changing your story. I see God changing your story. I counsel someone today to shift in higher dimensions of praying in the spirit, and you begin to see greater prayer victories. Say a loud amen. When you pray in your understanding, you can have a limit to which you can pray. When you pray in the spirit, it is limitless. You can pray endlessly. You can pray continually. You can almost pray without ceasing when you pray in the spirit. Now let's go further to point number next. That is praying with sacrifice. Praying with sacrifice. Psalm 50 verse 5. He said, gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. They have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And then verse 14 and 15. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Then call unto me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and thou shalt glorify me. Offer me your sacrifice, and I will be there to deliver you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. What is the impact of sacrifice on prayer? Number one, sacrifice is going the extra mile to express desperation. Extra mile in desperation to express our desires before God. It's going the extra mile in desperation to express our desires before God. We saw how Hannah did that in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. If you will give me a child. She had done every other thing and nothing was working. She now became very desperate. Lord, I'm desperate. I'm giving you this child if you give this child to me. And God said, you have the child. Extra mile in desperation. Number two. Sacrifice is engaging faith with a point of contact. Engaging faith with a point of contact. Again, we saw that in the life of Hannah. Her faith needed to hang, to connect, to link with something. God, even if you will not give me a child for my sake, give me a child for your sake. Engaging faith with a point of contact. One man told God, give me money to register a company. And the first three jobs I get, all the money is yours. Engaging faith with a point of contact. Number three, sacrifice is securing divine attention for intervention. Securing divine attention for intervention. That is, even if you didn't do it because you are looking for something. Luke chapter 7, verse 2, we saw it. A certain centurion servant who was there unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. Look at the reason. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom you should do this. For he loveth our nation. He built a church. And Jesus said, I am coming. Is that what he said? Jesus said, go and tell him he shall be healed. Is that what he did? What happened? Then Jesus went with it. He heard one statement. This man, only him built a church. Let's go. Securing divine attention for intervention. Number four, giving more than the others. Sacrifice erects the altar of remembrance before God. The altar of remembrance. That is, your sacrifices causes God to remember you even before you're praying. The altar of remembrance. That is, there is something before God that is there causing you to be remembered for good. Psalm 20 verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. I thought someone would say amen. May he send you help from the sanctuary. Somebody say amen. And may he strengthen you out of Zion. Someone say amen. And he's doing this because of what? May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Someone say amen. In Acts chapter 10 and in verse 4, we saw the centurion. And when he looked on him, the angel said, and he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, that thy prayers and thy alms, your givings, have come up for a memorial or a remembrance before God. Something is happening to someone. Givings of the time past, sacrifices of the time past, what you have released to God in time past is coming before God to as a reminder that you are there and that your problems need to be solved. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. A louder amen. The loudmost amen. Examples of sacrifice. Number one, we already gave an example of Anna, the mother of Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. As she trusted the Lord with sacrifice, God intervened and heard her and gave her her children. In verse 18, the Lord remembered and she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And then verse 19, and they rose up early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. God bless his word in Jesus' name. Example number two, the prophet Samuel. In the midst of battle, Samuel was surrounded with the children of Israel, all of them surrounded by the army of the Philistines. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to verse 11, Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Sacrifice plus prayer. It's just aggressive. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Beth Kar. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I speak to someone here, every enemy that has surrounded your life and environed your life today, your sacrifices of the past and your current sacrifices will bring them under the destructive judgment of God in the name of Jesus. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. You are saying amen, say louder, believers, say amen. Number 8. Which are extra numbers, like I said in the first service. Praying with kingdom service. You are praying and you are serving at the same time. Exodus 23 and in verse 25 to 26. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Zechariah chapter 1. Maybe we'll read it from verse 5 for a greater understanding. Did I say Zechariah? I'm thinking of Zechariah who is in Luke chapter 1 verse 5. Zechariah who is in Luke chapter 1 verse 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abia. Which local government in Abia? Maybe it's Sisia Langua, not Ngwa. All right. It's from Abia. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless, no blame. But they had no child. You see, don't let anybody judge you. Or even yourself, judge yourself.
Maybe it's because of this or that. They were blameless, fulfilling the commandments. Yet, they had no child. Gone. Elizabeth was barren. But that was not a challenge. Anybody who is barren as a young person has hope. But they were both now well stricken. Age has beaten them. Stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God. Can you see? This man had no child. That is one excuse not to serve. Number two, he is too old. A second reason not to serve. But he went into the house and was serving before the God, before his God, in the order of his course. There are people in church who have never done one single service. They have not cleaned the floor, cleaned the chair. They only complain about things. They don't add anything. This man was serving. And after as he executed his priest's office, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot, his rotation, was to burn incense when he went into the temple. That evening he was on schedule. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Just met him there. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled. And fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayers is heard. Which prayer? Was he praying at that time? Prayer he prayed before. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Am I communicating? The place of service is the place of divine visitation. Divine visitation is waiting for you at the place of service. The angel knew where to meet him. And the angel went for him where he expected him to be. If God should send an angel to this church to look for you on assignment, where will they find you? The angel knew where to meet him. And the angel met him at the point of duty. Divine visitation awaits you at your place of assignment. Am I communicating? Secondly, note this. That the point of your kingdom service is the place of your answered prayer. The point of your kingdom service is the place of your answered prayer. The prayer, the answer to the prayer you prayed in the closet is waiting at the place of your assignment. Hallelujah. Whether it is to clean the church with the cleaners, to stand as a traffic control officer, to be in the choir, in the counseling, in the prayer band, one unit or the other, technical unit, just ensure that you are not an executive Christian. You are a functional Christian. And of course, that leads us to the major service, which is soul winning. And that is our last point today. Praying, prayerfulness in soul winning. That one, the equation is very direct. John 15:16. When you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you
that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. So that whatsoever, what is the meaning of whatsoever? Whatever it is, child, wife, house, job, healing, whatever it is. And if you are doing that action of soul winning, and whatsoever is still lacking in your life, today is the end of it.
Amen.
Today is the end of it.
Amen.
Today is the end of it.
Amen.
Take your seat. Luke 22 and in verse 35. See what he said. And he said to them, when I sent you, he sent them on assignment to preach without, remember Luke chapter 10, he had sent them to go to preach. And now he's asking them, when I sent you without pause and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? Did you lack wife? Did you lack husband? Did you lack job? Did you lack money? Did you lack anything? And they said nothing. Now, if you are doing what God wants you to do, and you are not seeing the result you are expected to see, you carried it and present it before him. Lord, this is what your word said, that when you sent me, I should not lack anything. Lack, why are you here? Then lack said, I am waiting for you to quote the law. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. I was waiting for you to quote the law. You know what happened? Paul Yonggi-cho was trying to cast a devil out, and the devil was rebellious and refused to be cast out. After a while, Yonggi-cho said, Satan, you know, 2,000 years ago, my elder brother Jesus defeated you at, and I am standing on his authority to deal with you now. Will you get out? Satan said, excuse me. I will go out. But please don't tell another person what you just said. Don't let them know. Don't let them know. Don't let them know. Please don't let them know. The devil is a record keeper. They call him the accuser of the brethren. So he operates like the lawyer. So you present law for him. You present it to him, present it to God. This is what is written. Why is this still like that? So, I'm sorry. But be on the assignment of soul winning. I've been my first convert when I rededicated my life to Christ is about 34 years in the Lord, a missionary. My classmate from school. As soon as I rededicated my life to Christ, I began to look for who to recruit. I caught him. Very rugged boy. I caught him. Deruggedized him. Very, if you saw his eyes in those days, it's red like carpet. He doesn't know sorry. I'm sorry. No, you must retaliate. Hallelujah. And since then, soul winning has been a permanent life. Hey, lobby, pastor, you are welcome. Bless us. All of you, kneel down. Lift up your hands. All who go with us for programs, they are aware of what I'm saying. Airport. There are those from the airport in Abuja here now, who are in church here now, right now. Just make it your permanent lifestyle. And you won't be looking for anything. Other people. God is not helping some of us because we are pastors. Because there are very many wretched pastors
who put people under pressure for money. When you see them, your heart is beating. Because it's about to make a demand for something from you. Thus says the Lord, bring your car. You come to this church every Sunday free. You are not afraid of offering one, offering two, offering three, offering four. You are not afraid of another pressure. Project is on. If you don't bring your money next Sunday, don't branch here. Afraid of nothing. Hallelujah. Just do the things you are meant to do. And what others are struggling for will struggle for you. Hallelujah. I want you to praise God like you have never done. Take your seat 1 minute. So that I can ask you to stand with a shout.
Now stand with a shout of victory.
I announce to you today,
as you serve the Lord in kingdom service, as you serve Him in evangelism,
the days of scarcity, shortage, lack, poverty, empty-handedness, those days are over forever. Those days are over forever.
Those days are over forever. Hallelujah.
How many of you are happy to be alive in this day?
How many people believe that something happened on Friday night? Hey! Be upstanding. How many people believe?
Hola, hola.
How many people believe that the destiny of this nation is never the same anymore? How many people believe that certain orders have been set in the realm of the spirit?
How many of you know that there was a climate of terror in the air that weekend? Very terrible climate, very terrible. Thick, very dense. Several messages on WhatsApp and here and there on just was flying everywhere. So information from the U.S. Embassy said, somebody forwarded to you, somebody who came from America, said he went and they said this and that. From ECOWAS, from this, from that, security, of all manner. Everywhere, flying. Don't go to where people gather. During hold up, move your car away. How many of you saw that? Eh? How would you? You entered the hold up, so you jump out of the car, carry the car on your head, and be running. It don't even come out of the car. Oh, man. What is that? You don't go to be careful of places of worship. That is Satan speaking directly.
And a major program was about to happen, and you are sending such a message, but I like the ruggedness of our people. Dog does not intimidate lion. The Bible says, without our dog, people were trooping like water. They are not aware of what they are talking about.
And we started by 9:30, ended by 6 a.m. Except for 5 minutes.
And by the time we started, all devils were aware.
Because we are live online. Everywhere they are aware, worldwide. That gave the devil enough notice to say, oh, these people dared us, let's go. But they can't come near. Not near. Under the rain, to show the yeyesiousness and the supremacy of God and the church to the terror of hell. Under the rain, they dared the rain, and they came en masse. Without any doubt, there were some who may not have come. Without any doubt, there were plenty who wouldn't have come, who wanted to, but because of what they had. Because they were telling the music ministers that came, are you going? Will you not call the pastor to ask him whether you should still come? That man said, I will call him, because I mean, he knows that the reply will be on your way. And if we invited you to come, and because of fear you refuse to come, only you know when next you will near here. I was just waiting for one person to call me and say that I had news that there's a challenge, I couldn't come. I said, all right, well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say louder, amen. And so I want us to celebrate brutally for the next 7 minutes. Because there is judgment. Already we heard in the first service testimonies that people gave. A strong witch woman in the family of one lady here, after she left the judgmental night, the same Saturday, that strong woman in their family slept and never woke up. Young girl who had been epileptic for 22 years with insanity. During the course of the night, something left her. When she went back home, had an encounter. I think she said, I prayed for her or something. I gave her an injection. She woke up, 22 years of madness plus seizure disorder, left after the judgmental night. That devil was judged in her body. And I believe that the judgment continues. We shall be hearing things. People outside the country, as they hooked on to today. So someone sent me a message from America and said there is jubilation there for whatever was going on here. For whatever was going on. You said there, as if fresh air. As if, okay, there is hope. Okay, change. Because many of them ran out because they are of the situation at home. Change has come. For your life, for your family, for my destiny, for all of us. Celebration for the next 7 minutes. And help me shake the hands of 7 people. Tell them congratulations, congratulations, and congratulations for change. Shake the hands of 7 people and congratulate them. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Go ahead.
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the
praise. Celebrate!
We praise your name, O Lord. We give you all the praise. Yeah!
While this praise is on, there are things that God may have done for you or your family during the judgmental night, or maybe encounters that you had, and you think is of interest to us, to the whole house. Let us know. Someone will be at the back there, and they will let us know. Go ahead in celebration. So,
we praise the name of God.
Thank you. I see enemy chains broken, enemy yokes broken, limitations broken. Lift your hands.
Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy to learn, worthy to learn. You are holy.
Place your hands on your head if you can.
And holy and mighty, holy and mighty, holy and mighty, are you Lord? Holy and mighty, holy and mighty. Holy and mighty, holy and mighty, holy and mighty, are you Lord?
Place your hands on your head.
I see him visiting. I see him touching, changing, intervening, intercepting. With the hands on your head, whisper that name, Jesus.
Is our God? How great is our God?
you, great God. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank you for lives you are touching, destinies you are changing. Thank you for all that you have done already in this service. Thank you because we are not returning back out of here the same. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands to the King of Kings. Give him the praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. I can see many people are still standing there for testimonies. Please, one or two of our pastors can attend to them. Yes. Let's take the one you have. And if you are in here this morning, you have a testimony. Right knee is being healed. Right now, left eye is being healed. If you have a testimony, right shoulder is being healed. Slavery chains just got broken from somebody's hand. Garments of wretchedness and imprisonments, prison garment, just got roasted by fire. Right in the course of that service, God touched you, gave you an encounter, or did something for you. Please let us know. On my right hand here, we might be able to take four or five of them, but let's take two or so that you have. Go ahead.
Sister Ojemenema. Sister Evelyn. Oko. Sister Joyce. And Mrs. Charles. Please step out quickly and give your testimony.
You heard your name, step here. You heard your name, please step here.
Oh, how great is our God. How great.
Sister Jenna, Evelyn Oko, Sister Joyce, and Charles.
If you didn't hear your name, you say yours is what? All right, go ahead.
Your testimony.
My testimony was last Sunday. Daddy was prophesying, saying about those evil things happening. And me, I was afraid. I now reach home. I say, God, who is this man that has such courage to say those things that is happening?
That prophesied what?
He said during the judgmental night, while you were declaring brutally, she was scared for the kind of declarations that were coming with boldness and audacity. And God, at that very point in time, opened her eyes. And she saw oil being poured upon you and upon our mommy in the house. Confirming divine backing.
Who is this man talking so audaciously? When did you see that?
That was on Monday.
Okay, so she's talking about Sunday, right?
Yes.
Sunday into Monday.
Yes.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. I see fresh oil coming upon somebody in Jesus' name.
Our sister here had the issue of the affliction of spiritual husband for 22 years. And she said, after that judgmental night, the spirit husband appeared to her, waved her, bid her farewell, and departed from her.
22 years. Step forward here. Did you call her name? She. Okay. No. Years of spirit husband molestation. And that spirit husband appeared and said bye after the judgmental night. Anything that has tormented you here is receiving judgment. Every demonic affliction or presence around your life that has followed you all these years, not meant to be there, they are gone. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our sister here was believing God for the fund to continue with her business. Okay, you want to say it?
Yes. Praise the Lord! I give God all the glory that all the mysteries of my father's house, Ophelia House Foundation, are being unraveled. And the strong men of my father's and mother's house are beginning to get tired of me. I got into this fold in the month of January, and I was establishing a business. Money got finished from my in my hands. It was just left. I was just left with money to manage my house, and when I started, business is to take off next month, tomorrow, and I didn't have money. I issued a check. I emptied my account. I was left with 1,000 naira in that account for obvious reasons. I issued that check. The church did not take that
check. You issued a check for what?
A seed, sir. And the church did not take that money to the bank in good time. I was expecting debit. I was standing on the floor in my house looking at dynamis. I was praying on the floor on that day. Then a strange call came from the bank. There is a check here to Dunamis. I sprang up from the floor and said, pay with speed, accelerated speed, no waiting, no stopping. No missing of what. I felt that that call was mischievous. It was centered around discouragement. Oh, she's taking money to the church. Because I had issued two checks prior to that time. More than what I sold in the church. So the debit came. I was expecting money. I didn't know how the money would come. Then going to the bank, they will toss me around, waste my time.
Summary.
But a project...
The summary of it, yes. You wanted to take money from the bank. Yes. Hold on.
An oil magnet. I wrote a project. In not the same time, he blessed me with money in zeros, in multiple zeros.
Money in multiple zeros, yes. Return back.
Yes, and I thought...
At the end of the scene. And she did again with Jara. Congratulations. Come over here. The strong men and women in your family will not only be tired of you, they will be late to rest. Jesus' name, you are free. Go ahead.
Okay. Praise the Lord. It was last year, June. It was my birthday and my young older son's birthday. So we are the author here praying when we ran into Daddy. Daddy prayed for us that day and said that God, that our heart desire, that thing that is our heart desire, God should answer. And one of my heart desires to have a baby girl. My boys has been worrying me.
Boys have been worrying her.
Yes.
Mother, we need a sister.
Yes. So
for how many years?
For 13 years.
13 years. This was the last.
Yes,
last. So you shared the grace 13 years ago.
Yes. So.
And now after 13 years, service continue.
Yes. So it was the next July, next month. I discovered that I was pregnant, and after 13 years, I discovered that after that June, the next July, I discovered I was pregnant, and at 4 months, I gave the testimony that day. I was injected in the dream, and physically, the next day, I was vomiting blood with this baby, but God preserved me. That's why I'm repeating this testimony. God preserved me and this baby. And me and my family will have come to say thank you. My husband is around there.
You can see the way in which this guy is holding the baby. The way in which this guy is holding the baby, no man can dare near him. In fact, this is the desire of their heart for years. They need a baby sister and a girl. His birthday and mother's birthday, or no, his birthday, and they were prayed for their heart's desire. I'm sure it was his heart's desire as well, and her heart's desire, two of them, and God has given them a baby girl. Baby, I have only one advice for you. Don't let these guys turn you into a boy, okay? Remain a girl. Don't let association bring assimilation. Just be a girl, a lady, okay? Just remain a lady among them. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Today, my God shall give you your heart's desire. As we celebrate today, your heart's desire shall come into your hands. Shout the loudest amen. Yes, what happened?
Sir, our sister came in here diagnosed of arthritis, both at the hand and at the leg. She said she had an encounter with you about a week or so ago in the dream of the night where you told her, why can't you come for mommy to pray for you? Then she ran in here on Wednesday and she's here this Sunday. While the worship was on, she said she just felt relief in that hand. She can bend the hand now, pain all gone.
Congratulations. You are whole in Jesus.
precious name.
Next. Our brother, in the course of the worship, had an encounter where a microphone with his name on it was handed over to him, and he believes.
May your voice be heard.
Our sister woke up this morning, couldn't turn the neck to the left or to the right. She was in tears while I was still talking to her. But while that word went forth, neck was free, and she's here to give God praise.
You're free.
Our sister says she came in from Barcelona, Spain on Tuesday, attended the service on Tuesday and also the vigil, and hopes to stay forth. In the midst of the service, she said she saw an invincible hand caught a chain from her neck. She said it's been struggle, and she knows that it's a
chain of slavery. I mentioned that. Jesus' name. Power of the Holy Ghost. You are free in Jesus' name.
Our brother said in the midst of that encounter, he found himself in somewhere in Enugu State with a prisoner's clothes. Mm. And then someone appeared and told him that take off these clothes and run away from here. That when your landlord comes, I'll tell him that you had escaped. And then he realized he was in church, and God had broken that yoke of slavery.
I said that God was removing the cloth of prison. How many of you heard that? Every prison garment on your body is set on fire in Jesus' precious name.
Sister Ali said she came in last week Sunday with a big bag of drugs. She's been afflicted with peptic ulcer for 2 years and equally high blood pressure. She said the peptic ulcer made her to be permanently eating, and she was diagnosed of high cholesterol. She said while she came in, she stopped taking all the drugs. She was trusting God for her healings. And today, God has healed her. The peptic ulcer is gone. High blood pressure is gone. And she says to give glory to God.
Jesus' name. Freedom. Liberty. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We are here to return all glory to God, the God of my father, the God of my mother. Joined this commission in 2010.
Joined in 2010.
And came in as a single young man and didn't have nothing. Met my wife here. Got married here in 2011. Trusted God for the first child for 5 years. We embarked on aggressive evangelism consciously. And God visited. And he came.
Trusted for the first child for 5 years.
Yes, sir.
Embarked on aggressive evangelism.
Yes, sir.
And God answered. And the first child came after 5 years.
Yes, sir. All right. And it took another 5 years. We're trusting God for the second child. Again, employed the same
key. And remembered.
Yes, sir.
I remember you said, and they remember. Now, it was aggressive evangelism we did the last time.
Yes,
and this one came. And then employed the same key.
Same key. And after 5 years, God visited us and gave us our heart's desire. We already have a boy, and he gave us a baby girl. And we're not taking nothing for granted. We want to appreciate you, our Father and the Lord and our Mother and the Lord, who stood by us in prayers and in everything. And we say, to God be all the glory. Thank you, sir.
I want you to give the Lord the praise. There is nothing as good as when a message is validated by the testimony. It's validated. Hit the road. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless. You have not sent me, but I have chosen you to go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit will remain. And whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will do it unto you. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive. Now, those of you in the front here, for the sake of time, we might not take your testimonies now, but please return back to your seat later on or tomorrow. You can take. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. If there is anyone that you think is very critical, on our way out, to my listing. Everywhere you are this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pray this prayer with me. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person.
Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You pray that prayer anywhere you are. Lift your hands. Let's see you. All right. Quickly stand. I see the hands everywhere. Quickly stand on your feet and be the first person to come right to the frontier. At the count of seven, you are right in the frontier. One. Please give them space to come. From here, from everywhere.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live
Two.
For you alone. Every breath that I take. Every moment I'm away.
Three.
Have your way, Lord.
Lord, have your way. Oh, Lord.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I give you
Four.
My soul. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Five. By a negative lifestyle, a character deficiency, something you are not happy with, a yoke you want broken off your life, gambling, whatever it is. Say, I'm tired of struggling with sin. I want to come out of it. Pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here again at the count of seven.
I've got my mind made up. I want to talk.
Because I want the Lord the praise. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. I declare the agenda of hell dismantled. I decree today a new day for you. New season, new help, and new grace. Thank you, Father, for hearing. And thank you, Lord, for answering. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen.